This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishneh Brura, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches. New Sif today. A new Sif. Mem Pesucha. You have an open Mem. An open Mem is a regular Mem, as opposed to the final Mem. Like they say, you know, Shas begins with an open Mem, Me'im Asai. It ends with a final Mem, Bashalayim. So the job in life is to get from the open Mem to the closed Mem. The problem is, the Yetzirah doesn't want you to do that. So if you put Yetzer between the open Mem and the closed Mem, you get Mitzrayim. Rav Naftali of Rapshit says, you know, Mitzrayim is the open Mem to the closed Mem, there's the Yetzer in between. Okay, so you have an open Mem. Shenidbak Pesichasa, that the opening got stuck. Vinitzma, it got sealed. It got sealed in writing the letter. Somehow some of the ink, whatever, it spilled or you closed it up. And it got sealed up. So you want to scrape the opening. Ein mayo ligrar hadavik lepaschal. It doesn't help to scrape the closed part and to open it. Mishum dehavik kechak toichos. This is chak toichos. So, you know, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is you would have thought, okay, a mem is a mem. It was already a mem. It already had a tzur of a mem. It just wasn't the tzur of an open mem. So maybe you could scrape it and open it. No, you can, it didn't have the tzur of the mem you need to write. Uma takana. So what remedy is there? Sheyigror kol hachartoim. Scrape off the whole nose. V'tishoyer kitzuras nun kufufa. And then it will be left with a nun. Then you could write what you erased. So let's see if we could write this out. You have a mem. Okay, here's a mem. I don't know if you see it, but here's a mem. Now you can see it. Now 1 second, we'll write it on this. Here's the mem. The mem got sealed shut. So it's not going to help to scrape over here, because if you scrape over here, it's chak tuchais. So what you're going to do is, you're going to scrape all of this, including the nose over here. Then it becomes a nun. So it doesn't have the tzur of an ois at all, and then you could write what you erased. So in scraping the opening, scrape off the nose as well, and then write it back. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkatan Yudches, Sivkatan Ayin, Shenidbak. V'impoisel b'zen negia daka kuchad hasara. If it will passel the slightest touching, like a hair's breadth, Ayin masha kasavnu l'kamon l'inyin hei, v'ayin b'bir halacha. V'nistema, it got sealed. V'have a kemem sosim, it's like a sealed mem. Shemakoyme rak besoif teva, its place is only at the end of a word. V'loy be'em tziyus, and not in the middle. V'chein kol oisiyos mansapach. Likewise, any of the final letters, hakfulim ba'alef beis, koisev es rishonis betchilas hateva, the regular way to write it is written in the middle or the beginning of a word. V'em tziyusa. And the final letters besoif imshina pasul. If you changed it, it's pasul. So it's not going to help to scrape it and to open it. Likewise, any other letter where the image got ruined, whether while you're writing it or afterwards, and by scraping it, it will now be restored to its original image. Dalid shehimshich ragloi. Let's say you made a dalet too long. V'doyme l'chaf pshuta. Now it looks like an end of chaf, a final chaf. V'chol kahai gavna, ein moel lehem greira. The scraping doesn't help. We already know this rule. The rule is, you can't make a letter by scraping. Kivan she'enoy oisa maisa b'gufa oisa nishar. Since you're not doing an act in the remaining letter. Ela yimchai chak ragloi. What you need to do is, you need to erase the whole letter, the whole leg. Chazon Ish asks, the Dersha brings, that if somebody made a Reish that you made into a Daled, that it's not going to help just to scrape the leg off. So why here do we say it helps to scrape off the leg? I think we could think of a difference, but the bottom line is if you wrote an endachaf and you meant to write a Daled, you could, it's not going to help just to scrape off the bottom of the letter. You have to scrape off the whole leg. V'chanal b'siv katan samaches v'yachar kach yisaknenu. You scrape off the whole leg and then you could write it as a Daled. V'u'adin d'mahani b'ze im himshech gagoy shel ha'ois l'rochva ad shenira l'kol shuhu Daled. Let's say like this. You meant to write a Daled, but instead you wrote an endachaf. So, one thing you could do is, you wrote an endachaf, well, elongate the roof of the Daled. So now it just looks like a big Daled. Let's say like this. You meant to write a Daled, but you wrote an endachaf. You wrote an endachaf. So you know what you do? So, you thicken the top part of it. So now it doesn't look like an endachaf. It looks like a big Daled. And that's not a problem because you're doing a maisa in the guf of the yois. Avol le'el b'kasav hey b'makim dad. But earlier, where you wrote a hey instead of a dalid, the kasav nusham d'tzar gamkin limchayk regel hadalid, where we said you have to erase part of the foot of the dad, a gagal movad regel hey. There, it's not going to help to elongate the roof of the dalid. Because there's nothing wrong with the roof of the Daled. The roof of the Daled is not in any way lacking in its Daledness. The problem is, it had a leg. So you remove the leg, but now the Daled is a Daled. There's nothing you did making it more Daled-y by making the roof wider. Therefore, it's not considered a tikkun. Okay, back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber said if you have a sealed mem, scraping it out will not work because that's chak taychais. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkatan ayin gimel, de beguf ha'ois ein ois shel maisa. In the actual ois, you're not doing an act, ela goyer hastima, you're just scraping the sealed part. V'adinim ta, the same thing would be if you made a mistake, v'kasav ches b'makam shnei zeinim. Let's say you made a ches instead of two zayins. Let's say you had to write a word that has two zayins in a row. What word in the Torah has two zayins in a row?
Mezuzah.
Does it? There's no vav there?
I think once it's written without a vav.
Oh yeah? Okay, so we'll go with the instance where the word mezuzah is written without a vav. And you wrote a ches instead of the two zayins. Now, a ches is two zayins, but you needed to write two separate zayins. So now you want to scrape off the top. Ein moya ligor hagag levad mehach taima. Doesn't help to scrape off the top. Eletzarch ligorareim. You need to scrape them out shevat lemitunasim until they no longer look like zayins. V'cheinim ta. Likewise, if you made a mistake, v'asa chaf pshuta. Lamala kein dalid. Let's say you made an endachaf, but you made it look like a dalid. So on, meaning it's long on the bottom, but on the top, it's sort of the roof continues on for a while, so it looks like a dalid. Shalufi das harbe mina poiskim ipsul. According to many poiskim, it's possible. Kamay shevar lekaman besimen lamidvav. So you'll say, okay, I'll just scrape off the. The little protrusion, and I'll make it rounded. In other words, an endachaf is supposed to be rounded on the top, not like the dalid with the little thing coming out. So you say, okay, I'll just scrape off that part. No, that ain't going to help you. You have to add ink. V'yase agula. You have to add ink and make it rounded. V'nira d'leim ha'akiv sh'lei kesidim b'tikon zeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but I already wrote afterwards. No, shaloi kesidron is not going to be a problem in this fixing. Debalav hachitzuras aleha, because regardless, it looked like an endachaf. There was just a halachic requirement that was not being fulfilled, so that you could always do shaloi kesidron. So the general rule is that if you need to get it into the tzuras ha'ois, we had this yesterday, then greira will not help. It's chak tuchais. As well as greira, it's a problem of shaloi kesidron. If you have to add ink to create the tzura of the ice, it's not a problem of chak tuchais, but it's a problem of shaloi kesidron. But if you only have to add ink because there's a halachic requirement that's not being met, but it still looks like the letter, then it's not even a problem, not of chak tuchais and not of shaloi kesidron. Sivkat in ayin dalad uma takanasa. What is the takana of this sealed mem? So we say it's not enough to scrape off the sealed part. You also have to scrape off the nose. Uma takanasa kol shakasa b'sivze sheish takana haynush koydem shakasa oishacharav. When we say in this sif you could scrape off part of the nose, that's if you didn't write anything afterwards. Dilav hachi, otherwise pasul b'tfilin mezuzos, but tfilin mezuzos will be pasul to be inon behen kesidron dafka. You need it dafka to be keseder. Levad mehecha shenavar behedya duloy ma'akiv bezek kesidron. Unless it says explicitly that this correction will not interfere with the requirement of kesidron. Sif katan ayin hey kitsuras nun kfufa. Basically, you're going to scrape off the nose. Now it's going to look like a regular nun. Why? Ki ksivas hamem psucha hu b'shtei kesivais. The way you write a mem, the way you write a mem is first you make a nun, and then you put a vav on top. How do you write a mem? First you write a nun. First you write a nun. And then after you write the nun, you put a vav on top. Now, I didn't do a good job with that one. First you write a nun, and then on top of the nun, you put a vav. So then, what you do is scrape it off until it becomes a nun. Any time the psul is in it, which is the vav, you have to scrape off the whole vav. But the nun was written behechsher. Ain't tzach legara, you don't have to scrape it. Likewise, any letter that's written in two parts, gimel and in one of the parts of the letter, there's a psul. You don't have to scrape the other part that was written bakashus. You only have to, in other words, some letters are comprised of different oisiyos. So whatever ois was written kahoygen, you don't have to scrape. Whatever part was written shaloi kahoygen, you have to scrape that whole thing. V'nasa psul b'ksiva achas, ein tzarch ligro rak oisa. La'afuke b'resh, sha'asok min dad, as opposed to a resh that you made like a dalid, where the whole thing was written at once, to be pamachas nichnav hakol b'psul, tzarech hakol ligrar. You have to erase the whole thing. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thank you for joining. We'll pick this up tomorrow in the next part of Se'if Yud Ches. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos. Adon Shabbos Shira, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.